from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Hello, potties.
I want to say, you know when we start our show, 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Mm-hmm.
No one's really on it at that point. Had a couple of bevvies. So that when we ask for phone calls and things in the 3 o'clock hour,
mm-hmm.
it's families, it's people on their way home, quite chipper.
Mm-hmm.
Towards the end of the show, though, you ask for calls from about 5:30 onwards.
It's when you get the drunkies.
You can get a little rogue callers coming through. We did chat to someone that you'll hear in this podcast. He's got to be 3 or 4 deep.
Yeah, fair enough. Maybe it's his day off. You know, maybe he'd been to a long charity lunch.
Maybe. But the calls, yeah, it depends. Like, you can ask the same question at the beginning of the show
and
get real answers. The same question 2 hours later, completely rogue responses.
Yeah. I mean, it's a stormy day on the sunny coast today. You get home, you've got nothing to do. Why not neck a few beverages?
Yeah, get a couple of frothies into you. Hey, hopefully you enjoy the show. Thank you so much for joining us and downloading the episode.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Big, big show reveal for Ellie and Taz. I'm trying to put us on the big stage, Ellie. Yeah, mm-hmm. we're on the radio across the sunny coast of Noosa.
Mm-hmm.
91.9 here on the sunny coast. If you're in Noosa, 102.5. And I've been collecting a whole heap of your quotes from when you do weathers all year. Some of my favourites so far I'm as meteorological as they get.
That is, I mean, I stand by that statement.
Blame the Bureau for that.
Well, that's true.
Well, yeah.
It's the Bureau's fault.
You're just the messenger. So what I've thought is the plan has always been to make a coffee table book that we can give away on the show, and it's mm-hmm. Ellie's inspirational weather quotes. And it's in a little book, and I'm imagining 40, 50 of the best, and you can just have it on your coffee table. People come round, like, oh, what's that? And you, oh, it's Ellie's inspirational books. And so if you're feeling a little down, you can open it up
mm-hmm.
and read some of the inspirational stuff that you share with the sunny coast across the weathers.
So I was going to say, like, who would want to read that?
Mm.
So is that people looking to be inspired?
Yeah, exactly.
Or, okay, all right.
Today's weather, where do I begin? That could be the first one.
It's true.
You know,
sometimes
where do you begin?
There's a lot of info to get out. I don't know where to start.
Guess what?
What?
The book has a publisher. It's going to be made, and we're thinking a Christmas release at this point. We're going to do it right. So school holidays, Christmas, so when you and I are counting down for the end of the year, we're going to have this big prize on the show. We're only going to print maybe 50.
Oh, well, you'll need more because the demand will just
very exclusive. It's going to be very exclusive. I'm hearing really high quality printing.
Okay.
And it's just going to be the best inspirational quotes from your weathers.
Why does anyone want this?
Well, you said when I started on the show about a year and a bit ago, you said, oh, everybody's favourite part of the show is my weathers.
That's actually true. People do compliment me on my weathers.
Yeah.
You know, and they're not always accurate, but boy, they're a bit of fun.
And now
that could be the name of the book.
Not accurate, but boy, is it a little bit of fun. It's officially on the go. I'm now just designing all the backgrounds, all the pages. I'm doing all the legwork behind the scenes. I don't ask for anything in return.
Will this make me a published author?
No, it'll make me a published author.
What? What am I? Just chopped liver? Surely we're co-authors.
Nah, we'll
it's
make you.
It's my IP.
Put you in the little photo on the back page about Ellie Cheney.
Like,
and you can write
to?
Like a little. No, on the back of it, sometimes it says, you know, from the author, and there's a little picture of them.
Yeah.
I'll make sure that there's a little blurb about you on the back.
I'm going to have to negotiate harder than that. If you want my intellectual property, I'm going to have to put
too late. I've already written all these down.
Bargain.
What about the rain sticks around in a heavy fashion? What about that?
Yeah.
Blame the one word, pretty perfect.
Did you get any from today's?
One potential rain is heading our way. I don't do my weathers for me. I do them for you, Sunny Coast.
I mean, that one is both accurate and a bit of fun, okay? I can stand by that.
Heavy rain expected, not sure on the amount of plops.
Okay, all right, I get the picture.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Got it's back, Tazzy.
Yeah, one of my favourite shows when I was a kid. It's back. And, of course, the host of Thank God You're Here, Celia Bequola, joins us this afternoon. Hello, Celia.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming. You're a busy lady, so thank you for coming on our show. We're the lucky ones to have you.
I mean, pleasure. It's one of those things. It's like how pleasant it is, like, filling out a form that's about your details. Like, I know the answers. This is not stressful for me because I'm like, yeah, I'm very excited to talk about this show that I love, so I'm into it.
I had a friend in high school that filled his own name wrong on his grade 12 exams. His name was Tom. And he put Tim.
Yeah. I assume he's still in high school?
Yeah, he's still there. Yeah, he's still in grade 12, I think. So don't think that filling out your own details is very easy, Celia.
To be fair, those forms can be stressful. And they're like, how many drinks do you have a week? I'm like,
how much do I lie right now?
Yeah, what's the answer
How much do I lie?
Exactly. So thank God you're here, back for another season. Some massive names joining the cast. Do you call it the cast?
Yeah, it's weird. I sort of got flipped between calling them guests, which seems like very polite, and then performers and comedians and artists and, you know, bugalugs and this crew of whatever behind me. There's a huge... We can't... It's everything's so secretive, so I can't reveal who's coming up, but we're allowed to say who's on first episode one.
Okay.
Which is, yeah, massive. It's Hamish Blake, a newcomer you might not have heard of, and he did quite well. I think he's got a career in TV, actually.
Well,
I think he'd make a good radio show. Let's pair him up with another guy, similar age, similar height, right? Maybe slightly better looking.
It's just so crazy. It just might work. We've got Anne Edmonds, who we love so much, who we couldn't get on the season last year. We've got Frankie McNair, who was... on their first time last season, won it, and we've got Sam Pang, which I can't believe he agreed to it. He's one of my close, nearest and dearest friends, and I thought, never in a million years is he going to come on this show and let me make fun of him, and he has, and it is just spectacular. Life highlight.
It would be one of the most daunting things to do, I think, as a performer. You know, you just put on the spot. Do they literally get absolutely no prep? They're just thrown into it?
Is completely real, and it has to be. So, like, right to the minute. They're right up until they're there, then they're taken backstage, they're put in a little room, and someone's described it to me like, it's like having a pit crew, just people just approach them, put wigs on them, put clothes on them, give them a prop, and they come back out on stage in front of 500 people in the room and the nation watching at home, and they are pushed through a blue door into whatever is waiting for them.
Terrifying.
It's
absolutely
so
terrifying.
Silly. It's really fun.
Hey, Celia, we thought since you've seen so many people go through that blue door that we could put you through a radio equivalent of that blue door right now.
Oh, sure. Oh, I mean, I might be terrible at it.
We have a blue door right here. Let's send you through it. And just for the next couple of minutes, let's put you in your own thank God you're here situation, okay?
Okay, what am I wearing? What do I look like?
I think it's a sparkly, I think it's a big sparkly number.
Oh, okay, all right.
And hair is up, Celia. There's lots of hair going on.
All right, here we go. Let's send you through the door. Oh, I sound like you, Celia. Oh, thank God you're here, Celia. It's a sellout at Suncorp Stadium. Everyone here is ready for you to perform. Why are you 2 hours late?
It took me a while to get into my sparkly number. It's a 6. We couldn't decide. We were going to go with a 3, but we decided on the number 6.
Now, apparently you won't be singing your biggest hit, My Love for Tacos, trumps My Love for You. Why is that?
Unfortunately, lactose intolerant and tacos have cheese on them, and it was a terrible 2 hours in the toilet, so we're going with My Love for Vegan Cheese.
I did notice a stain on your sparkly number, now you mention it. So if you're not singing that, what exactly are you going to be doing on stage?
I'm going to sing My Love for Vegan Cheese, which is a song that goes for 30 seconds because no one loves vegan cheese. And then I'm going to be spending the next 3 hours responding to angry vegans sending me Instagram messages, mocking their way of life. That's what I'm going to do. Performing, trolling, that's what I'm doing.
I think they've actually sold the Suncorp Stadium out purely to vegans, so I think it'll go down really, really well. Like Jason Derulo, you're known on stage for starting your concerts by singing your own name to a tune. Could you sing that for us, please?
Well, only Celia Pakula, like Jason Derulo. I would also like to introduce my toddler, who I call Jason Derulo because she's teething.
Love it.
Celia, the crowd goes wild. Well. Is that what I put people through?
Yes. That is literally a taste of your own medicine, my friend, but we loved it. You nailed it. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks, Celia. You can catch Thank God You're Here. It premieres tonight on 10 and 10 Play at 7:30 p.m.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Anytime now, Katie. Come in now.
Chapel Roan. Good luck, babe. Well, I don't want to talk over her. She's singing in slow-mo. That's an impressive feat.
She's literally winding down.
Yeah.
Like, that is wheels down with about 30 seconds to go. Do I have to sing the rest? All right. Whatever. Is it Friday?
I get you, Chapel. I get you. Hey, we are Ellie and Taz. This is CFM. Tazzy, our worlds are colliding.
Really?
Your world?
Am I coming into a bit of wealth?
Oh, mate. Tell you what, I just drained my savings today to buy a couch. So if you think I'm wealthy, check again.
Okay. Well, okay. How are our worlds colliding?
There is a new product that's going to be hitting stores from September 9th in Australia.
Yeah.
It is a combination of two of our favourite things. What's my favourite thing in the world?
Espresso martinis.
No. No! I enjoy an espresso martini.
You love Mario Kart.
Okay. No. God, this could go a while. What's the drink I have with my lunch every day?
Coke Zero.
Coke Zero. And what's the snack that you like to get?
Shapes. Cheese and bacon shapes.
Yes, but also another one that it's a little bit, it's your sweet snack. You get a packet of them. You can dunk them
M&M's.
In milk sometimes.
Oh. Biscuits?
Yes. Oreos.
Oh, yeah, I love Oreos.
You've been smashing Oreos nonstop.
I'm coming across, look, I'm late to it.
Yeah.
The double stuffed ones.
Right. You're in your, it'd be fair to say you're in your Oreo era.
I am. Yeah, yeah. I'm in a honeymoon phase with the Oreos.
Coca-Cola Oreo Zero Sugar is the latest in a long line of unusual flavors.
Those words do not go together. Hang on. Is it a drink or is it a biscuit?
It's a drink and it's also a frozen Coke variety.
What's the flavour?
Coca-Cola Oreo Zero Sugar. You're right. They're not in the right order.
No.
It should be like Coke Zero Sugar Oreo flavoured. Oreo Coke Zero Sugar.
Oreo, yeah. Coca-Cola Zero.
You are glitching right now.
I know. Coke Zero Oreo flavour.
Yes. It's being released. It's going to be part of Macca's Frozen Coke. Situation?
I guess they do Oreo McFlurries.
There you go.
This is not the first time Oreo's made it to the menu.
Yeah, but you don't mix, a biscuit with a Coke Zero.
No, I don't understand what kind of flavour it's going to be.
All these new fandangled flavours they're trying to drop on us.
Are we going to see the reverse, which is sugar zero Oreo flavoured Coke? Sorry, flavoured Oreos.
Now I'm glitching. That's too many words. I can't deal.
Ellie and Taz. Yeah. On 91.9 CFM.
Now, when you work on a radio show, your family and friends also like to tell you that they know what radio content is. They come up with something and they'll go, hey, got a bit of radio gold for you. 75% of the time, it's terrible.
Yeah.
No good. Right? Or, Ellie and I have already done it, sorry, come back with a better idea.
Mm-hmm.
However, this morning, Dad has sent me a photo and he says, look, your mum's not very well at the moment.
Aww.
But I do have some radio content from this. And I went, happy to hear it.
Okay.
He goes, she's using Vicks Vapor Rub.
Oh, your fave.
Right? It's my fave. I love the smell.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
You talked about that a lot when you were sick.
Vicks, make some sort of candle. That, you know, like, anyway, I'm getting distracted. It's a great smell. The Vicks Vapor Rub expired in 2015. He sent me a photo of the little pot of Vicks Vapor Rub, and he's gone, look, it's expired. 08, 2015, so it's coming up to its 9-year anniversary.
Wow, like you with radio.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I started around there, started around 2015, and she's still just, who cares about the expiry?
Yeah, so what? I agree. What is the worst that could happen by putting expired Vicks Vapor Rub on your chest?
Fair. You know, I understand the Vicks one, you know, it might not smell, it might not do its job properly, but you're not going to die. Like, you shouldn't be ingesting it anyway.
It seems silly that they even put an expiry date on it.
But then I was talking to you about it before the show and you said, yeah, I don't listen to expiry dates across the board.
No. Milk? Just last weekend I had a milk that was 6 days past its expiry date.
545-11919. Sunny Coast, are you one of these people that ignores expiry dates, just living on the edge?
They're just a guide. And you know what?
They're not just a guide.
I trust the sniff test far more than I trust an expiry date. You know, like if you sniff it and it smells off, it's probably off. If you just look at an expiry date and they're like, yeah, it's probably going to be off by this point in time, what do you know?
Well, they make it to last a certain amount of time.
I think after living 32 years on this earth and only ever having had food poisoning maybe once or maybe twice. Like, it's never been from an expired food, and I have eaten plenty of them. So I think the more you eat expired products, the stronger your gut gets.
You are notorious for just eating expired stuff.
Oh, strong guts, Janie. That's what they call me.
So I went through your drawers here at work. I found a couple of products that are expired that you haven't opened yet.
Oh, that sounds about right.
So I've got a Japanese instant miso soup. with spinach and mushroom. You a miso soup gal?
I did go through a miso soup phase.
Back in late 2022?
Yep, that probably was it. I don't think I've had one since.
Well, do you want to have this one? Since you don't listen to expiries.
Yeah, big time.
You're going to fire this one up?
It's a beautiful day for a miso soup. It's nice and cold outside.
All right, you can have a miso soup in about 5 minutes on the radio.
What about these
Aussie natural almonds?
My boyfriend gave me those because he said they were good for me, but I don't really like almonds very much.
They expired over a year ago. Do you want to try those right now?
Yeah, hit me. I'll eat one right this very second. I can't eat the miso soup.
Give me your hand.
Okay, almond me. Nut me, bro. Well, not so much.
Well, not that kind of show.
Should have stuck with almond me. Okay. Crunchy. Are they
way they're still crunchy. So Sunny Coast, 545-11919. Do you ignore expiry dates? I want to hear from you. Surely Chaney is not alone here. Ellie.
Surely.
I don't think you'll be alone. I know it's like a 50-50 split. People that listen to the expiry, people that will actively go against it. We do have a $50 Strand Cinemas Caloundra voucher for our caller of the day as well. So if you're like Ellie, I want to hear from you this afternoon.
Yeah, I just need one person to back me. And if you don't, then fine, let me have it, whatever. Almonds do taste funky, but I think almonds just in general are funky.
No, they're just 2 years old, Chaney.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hang on, there's some stuff growing on the inside of the label.
They call that extra protein.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah, and you know what's a bit of fun? If something is about to go out a day, just chuck it in the freezer. And then you can have it like 3 months later. It's all good.
Is that how it works?
Yes, that's how I...
What have you got in the freezer at the moment? And how long has it been there?
So much meat. Chicken.
Yeah. Months, though?
Yeah, months.
You're not supposed to just... It's not a freeze forever.
Yeah, but, a year's fine.
What are they going to do about it?
It's frozen, you know? Like, if Mike Myers can do it in Austin Powers and then come out 50 years later and be fine...
Yeah, fair. Why can't your chicken?
That's pretty much a documentary.
Why can't your chicken be more like Austin Powers?
Karen's in Rosemount. Hello, Karen.
Hello, how are you?
That was a legitimate argument, right, about Austin Powers?
No, probably not.
Okay.
I mean, she's calling probably because she's Team Ellie, but she couldn't be Team Ellie with you there.
Yeah,
Karen, gospel or just a myth, expiry dates, where do you sit?
Well, probably on the line a little bit. We kind of always used to run with any sort of wet foods, expiry date kind of works mostly because chances are you might get sick otherwise. But we sort of, with staples, the staple thing like pastas or taco shells, et cetera, that would probably be okay, except we did actually cook some Mexican up one night and we didn't have any. We pulled out some, I don't know even how old these things were, and we thought, oh no, well, they'll be all right. And they were really bad. What we didn't realise, after we had a taste, is that the oil that they've cooked them in, or the oil that they might have brushed them with when they, bake them, goes off.
Oh.
Yuck.
So
they were just really bad.
Really?
Yeah, would never have picked. Yeah, thought, oh no, they're all good. They might be a little bit like Mother's Crunchy, but they were just really awful. Really, just acrid in your mouth.
Interesting.
Yuck.
Taco shells. So I wouldn't have. Yeah, thought twice about eating expired taco shell.
I think that that's what's wrong with my baking too, is that my flour's old.
Yeah, you and me both.
Yeah, other people think that maybe it's not that, but I think it's that flour's old.
Ellie thinks that the maggots that grow in flour add a little bit of flavour.
Honestly, you got to get your protein where you can in this day and age. It's very important
for
muscle growth.
That's what you use the sifter for, right?
Yeah, exactly.
See?
Just pop them out. Good on you, Kat.
It keeps the eggs in. It's real.
Jay, what do you reckon? Expiry dates, are they a guide or are they gospel?
I think it's more of a guide, I reckon.
Yes.
But it depends if you're going to go dairy or not. What extent you're going to go for the expiry kind of thing.
So it's a case-by-case basis.
If you start, going food types, but it's a bit of a story. When I was younger, about 12 years old, my sister, she was saying, oh, these biscuits must be off kind of thing. They're in a clear container kind of, like one of those clear containers to put cereal and stuff in. And I'm looking at them and looking at the shape of them. My mum must have put the dog biscuits inside the container. My sister was trying them, kind of. She didn't really get the picture of that, the dog, like the bone shape and that kind of thing. So she was eating dog biscuits the whole time.
No. No. I mean, the big question is, were the dog biscuits in date or not? Were they expired? Because no. Double whammy.
She had a few, so they must have been all right. But yeah, she's pretty blonde.
Oh, so. Pretty, did you say she's pretty blonde or blind?
Yeah, she's very blonde, yeah.
Love it, Jake. Thank you so much for your call, mate. That's so good.
Thanks, mate.
On the dairy thing, though, I reckon, do you know what little hack that I have? Yogurt. Often seems like it's gone off because it gets a bit watery up the top.
Yeah.
Just pour out the water and you're good to go.
No, that's what you're saying, that the water's expired. Well, but the rest of it's fine.
I don't really know what the juicy water part is on the top of yogurt, though. But get rid of that and it still tastes yummy.
I often mix it in.
Do you?
Yeah. And I'm still here. Maybe I'm more like you than I want to admit.
Why did I just think more highly of you when you said that? Now
you know
I'm like, Taz, he's a good dude, that
taking
guy.
Taking a risk.
Krista's in Watulla. Krista, have you...
Yes.
Which side of the argument are you on with expiry dates?
I think expiry dates are a guide only.
Yeah, girl. Welcome to the club. You can be secretary.
You've got to do the sniff check, though.
Yeah, the sniff, exactly. That's all it is. Just give it a little whiff. If it smells off, it's off.
What about yogurt, Krista?
Well, yogurt should sniff bad if it's off.
Yeah. What about the little layer of water that yogurt sometimes gets
on
top?
Oh, no, I just mix that in.
Oh, you're a mixer too.
So do I.
What's the furthest you've pushed something?
So I moved house 6 years ago and pasta moved with me that was already expired in the old house.
Yes.
It should be paying rent at this point.
Yeah, once it starts to get weevils or little crawly things, that's when it's time to throw it out.
That's when Ellie loves it.
Mm. Krista, I love it. Thank you for being on my side.
No worries.
You're a legend. And finally, Shana, is that you?
It is me.
Hello, Shana. Expiry dates, yay or nay? What are your thoughts?
Oh, I push the limit. Most of the things in my pantry are 5, 10 years past expiry date.
10 years?
What?
And
Shana.
I still use them.
Do you just never cook?
Have you seen a Woolies or a Coles before? Like, you know, you don't have to put up with it if it's a decade old. What's that old in your pantry?
No. Psyllium husk. Oh, herbs and spices that are still sealed.
Yeah, they're not going to go off. I use lots of things
that are years past date. As a chef, I kind of know what's going to spoil and not spoil.
Oh, she's a chef.
And that the use-by dates is just a very rough guide.
All right, to finish this off, what do you do with the watery layer of the yogurt, Shana? You're the chef. What should we be doing?
Chip it out. And then even if it's mouldy on top, you can just scrape it off. And then eat the stuff underneath.
You are my type of girl.
It's already off.
We're in a cost of living crisis. We should not be throwing away food. Shana, I love you. Thank you for having my back.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
This afternoon. What'd you get banned for life for?
545-11919 Sunny Coast, and best caller winning a $50 Strand Cinemas Caloundra voucher.
Now, the reason we ask this is twofold, really. There's two stories doing the rounds in the news today about a ban for life. And the first one is a woman named Erin has gone viral on TikTok for telling a story about how she found out she'd been banned for life from American Airlines.
Ooh, right? Tough.
Not something you don't want to be banned from any airline.
I was thinking like a particular place or a restaurant or something, you can work around it, but American Airlines is going to be tough, especially if you're a US citizen.
Yeah, not good, which she is. So she tells this story. She rocked up at the airport. She was heading somewhere for her sister's hen's party and gets to go check in and it says you can't check in right now. So she goes, takes her thing over, says, hey, what's wrong here? They said, oh, it's probably just, you've probably just entered your name in wrong or something. Let's see what we can do. They put her name in the system and big red X came up, said no fly list. And this chick, Erin, she's like, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. I've not done anything.
Yeah.
And so she said, can you tell me why I'm on the no fly list? And they said, sorry, that's confidential. And they said, well, hold on.
Well,
what do you mean?
It might be a mistake.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So she's racking her brains thinking, what have I done wrong on a flight? Can't think of anything. Ends up having to book a different flight with a different airline just to be able to get to this hens. And they said, you know, follow it up on via email. So many emails back and forth. She finally finds out the reason that she's cool. been banned for life.
Is it somebody with the same name as her has done something?
Well, they've said, hey, you're on the no-fly list because you, and I quote, had sexual relations with a man on a flight whilst intoxicated.
Sorry, there's a lot to unpack here. That'll get you banned for life.
That'll get you banned for life on American Airlines, according to this.
What if she did it when she wasn't intoxicated?
Well, probably the same thing.
Okay, I just want to check. Do you want to check?
Well, I mean, she'd have the same questions. The problem is, Taz, Erin is a lesbian. So she said, I can 100% confirm that this was not me because having sexual relations with a man is not something I do.
Great.
So she got back and forth, back and forth. They've eventually said, all right, we'll take you off the no-fly list. She's like, I can send you letters from my friends proving that I'm a lesbian if you want. Like, I'll get my girlfriend to write you a letter. Like, and they've said, okay, fine.
You don't need written consent to show people that you're a lesbian. Wow.
There you go. So life bans, that's what we want to know. Often this happens with nightclubs. I've got a few friends who've been banned from nightclubs.
Have you been banned from anywhere? 545-11919. Sunny Coast, give us a call. Tell us a story. Yes. I got kicked out of a campground once.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to say where, but I was with a mate. Mm-hmm. It was schoolies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we were driving a little fast in the campground.
Classic schoolies. Classic schoolies. No regard for the law.
That's right.
Taz?
I was only 17, 18. But, yeah, me and my mate got kicked out. And they said, never come back. We're going to write your names down. And so we got kicked out. We only got to spend a couple of days there.
Have you ever tried to go back to see if the ban is still in place? Because this is the thing about life bans.
I'm too scared. They're going to know. If I turn up and they go, you are the guys. 12 years ago, you were. I'm expecting them to be just as angry as when they kicked us out. Do we go back?
I think you try go back.
For the
and
show.
Just to see, because my theory is life bans are never truly life bans. You know, like people get banned from stadiums and stuff.
Who's keeping track of that?
As if you can't just, if you streak 1 week, as if you can't just go back next week and no one's going to know who you are.
Have you done that?
Okay, all right. Go to Chantel. Chantel, what have you been banned for life from?
Okay, so it wasn't me. It was actually my dad when we were younger. We went to Sizzler down in New South Wales back when it was open.
Yep.
And it was obviously all you can eat, and he paid for the family all you can eat. I think I was maybe about 8 or 9 at the time. And he, from the story that I can remember, is he ended up eating something off my plate, and a waitress came over and said he couldn't do that. And he said, I don't understand. It's all you can eat. Like, I've paid for all the meals.
Yeah.
All I'm doing is eating something off my daughter's plate. And it got into such a kerfuffle that the manager came over, actually asked us to leave the restaurant and to never return.
Not the cheesy bread. Don't want to say goodbye to the cheesy bread. I really hoped the story was going to go, he ate so many desserts that they had to send him home. They couldn't feed him. Chantel, love the story. Thank you so much for sharing.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, sister. And sister's gone out of business now, so that's
now
probably
why.
Yeah. We'll go now to Chris from Noosa. Hello, Chris.
How you going?
Good, thanks. Have you been banned from something?
I've been banned from an RSL club in Wollongong.
Oh, God.
You sound like you've been banned from an RSL in Wollongong, Chris. Tell us the story, mate.
I took my dad in. I knew a bit of the systems on the poker machines, and my auntie was the supervisor, and I collected quite a little bit of money, and the next time I went there, they wouldn't let me in.
Stop it. You know how to rot the pokies?
Wow.
I used to when you used to be able to count how many times they went around and that, but now it's a bit different.
Oh, bugger. I was going to ask for some tips.
I've retired.
You've retired from robbing
on
pokies.
On his winnings. That's because the RSL
and when they went electronic, I retired.
So how much were you able to get away with that night before you got banned?
About 700.
Oh, yeah? It's not bad for a night's work.
Yeah, but back then it was a lot of money back then.
Yeah, and how did they catch you?
No, they never caught me. They just suspected me.
Oh,
They all knew me and what I'd done, but everything I did was legal.
Well, on line two, we've got the RSL owners right now.
Mullingol.
No.
So, no, you haven't.
No, you saw my bluff. Well done.
I didn't tell you which RSL it was.
Good on you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Great story.
You're in the
Thank
draw for
you.
Our caller of the Thank day you. Prize, mate.
How much do I get?
And Kerry's still with him.
No.
You didn't ask the right person.
Kerry, you've stuck by him through all this, Kerry?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. Even though he's robbing pokies.
Wasn't robbing them.
Have you tried going back, Chris?
Yeah.
Well, back to the future.
You know what, well, guys? We want to send you to the movies. We'll give you a voucher for Strand Cinemas.
Thank you very much.
Wow. Thank you.
Oh, I want what those two are on.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.